Friend, listen. God is to be feared. You don't play with God. And when you pray, God will move heaven and earth to bless you and to do something good for you. An untroubled heart.
In today's world, doesn't trouble seem to be everywhere? But those who know Jesus Christ have an advocate in Him. And through that relationship, can draw on His power to not only overcome trying circumstances, but grow stronger through them. Let's join Pastor Jack Morris and the congregation of the Largo Community Church for today's Healing Word message, An Untroubled Heart.
Today we're going to learn two things from this message. We're going to learn how to claim God's presence in trouble. And the second thing we're going to learn is how to extract good out of trouble. This is what you're going to learn. If you listen with your heart, if you're in tune with God, if you've asked God to bless this service today and to bless you, you're going to learn something absolutely invaluable to living an abundant Christian life. You're going to learn how to claim. Come on, I want you to say what you're going to learn today. Read it. You're learning how to claim God's presence in trouble and learning how to extract out of trouble. Now, Psalm 46, I'm not going to be able to work through the whole psalm today, but I'm going to focus on verses 1 and 2. Psalm 46 tells us that God is our refuge, that God is our strength, that God is our help. It tells us that. It tells us that. And it's not going to tell us something that is erroneous or not true. God is our strength, our help, our refuge. He is with us to bless us. Basically, this psalm says that God is by our side, that God is on our side, that God is on the inside. That's what the psalm tells us. Now, when you believe that with all your heart, you're going to find God by your side. You're going to find God in your side, inside. And you're going to find peace inside. And that's the gift that God is bringing to all of us today. Oh, can you say praise the Lord for what God's giving us? He's coming laden with gifts. And the greatest gift is the gift of peace that He's bringing to us. Now, Jesus, here's something that you need to really hear. Jesus did not promise us a life devoid of trouble, but an untroubled heart. Now, you can't say, God, keep me out of trouble, keep me out of trouble. He's not going to keep you out of trouble, but He's going to get in the trouble with you. That boat isn't going to sink that you're in because He's getting in your boat, and He's going to get you to the other side. In the world, you will have tribulation. That's a promise. That's a promise. That's a prophecy. But the Lord is with us. He is our refuge, our strength, and our help to bless us and to minister His love and His mercy to us. He did not promise us an untroubled life, a life devoid of trouble. He promised us an untroubled heart. John 14, 1, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Friend, what is it that's got you upset today? Got you on edge? Causing you worry? What is it? Watch God nail it today. He's going to do it. He's here with us to bless us and to minister to us. Now, we're going to go in our thinking now to 2 Kings chapter 19. This verse, this chapter, 2 Kings chapter 19, informs us of how this psalm came about. In 2 Kings 19, there was a king in Judah named Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the king over a small kingdom, and the capital of that small kingdom was Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was a walled city. Hezekiah was a good king. He brought a lot of reform and blessing and renewal to the people of God. to the people of Israel. He reestablished Passover. He reopened temple worship. And he called God's people to faithfulness and obedience. And then trouble hit. You say, well, I've been living such a good, wonderful life. I've been paying my tithe and going to church. I've been walking the line. And why did this happen? Friend, it's going to happen. You live in a fallen world. There's an enemy out there that hates you. Your adversary, the devil. Your enemy, the devil. God doesn't want you to be ignorant concerning these things. He wants you to know how much he loves you and how he's going to be with you, how he's going to help you, how he's going to heal you, how he's going to forgive you. He wants you to know that, and he wants you to experience it. He wants you to know it with a knowledge of experience. Now, here's this good king calling all of the people of God, and everything was going beautiful, and then comes a bad king named Sennacherib. Sennacherib marched his armies against Hezekiah, the people of God, and the city of Jerusalem. Hezekiah was no match for Sennacherib's army. The city of Jerusalem had a little army. It was almost like a small police force. But Sennacherib had great armies, and Sennacherib was marching across the Middle East, taking down every city, one city after another, just destroying them, pillaging those cities. And for some unknown reason, he sent a letter to Hezekiah saying, "You're next. I'm going to take you down just like I've done all those other cities. Your God that you so boast in, that God's not going to serve you." The other cities had gods also, and those gods didn't save them. "But I'm going to take you down, and here I come." Well, Hezekiah lived in the days of the prophet Micah and Isaiah. And Isaiah went into Hezekiah, and he told Hezekiah, "Don't you fear, trust in God. Don't try to marshal your little police force against that great army, because you don't have any strength against that great army. Trust in the one who does have strength. Trust in the one who is your refuge, your strength, and your help. Trust in him." Well, Hezekiah, and now here is the key point to this sermon. What Hezekiah did with that letter is the key that you and I need to have. Hezekiah took that letter and he went to church. Amen. Amen. Trouble hits him. He went to church. He went to the altar. He knelt down before the Lord, and he spread that letter out, and he said something like this. I'm going to use my own words. "Lord, I want you to read this." "Take your time and read it." Did you ever get an email that really disturbed you? You know, and you said, okay, you print it out. You say, "Now, Lord, I want to print out this email. I want you to read what this person has just said. Or I'm going to step away from my desk. You sit in the chair, Lord. Look at the screen. You read that. Read that. People are talking. People are saying things. Things are happening. And do you know what? Most of all our troubles are caused by people. Now, I'm going to leave out sickness, mishaps. Those things are going to happen. My daughter, God forbid, my sister and her husband killed in an automobile accident at Baltimore. And I have to drive by that underpass when I go over there. And now I try never to say anything to Corinne or anything. I just go by. She's 26 years old. Why did God let that happen? That's what my mother used to say to me all the time. You're a minister? Tell me. You're a man of the gospel? You tell me. She was a good girl. She obeyed her parents. The Bible says that God gives longevity to those who are good to their parents. Doesn't the Bible say that, Jack? Yeah, it says that. Well, then why did she die at such a young age? 26 years old. couldn't answer it. I don't know. But I do know this. There's a God that does all things well. And that little sister of mine was like a magnet in heaven that kept drawing my mother and her children toward heaven. Friend, there is another world. Thank God this is not all that we have. Thank God. Things are going to happen. But when Isaiah told Hezekiah, trust in the Lord, and Hezekiah did exactly that. Instead of marshaling his forces, he went to the temple. He got down before God, and he let God read that letter. Friend, whatever is happening, let God read it. And if there's nothing for him to read, then you tell him. You read it for him out of your own heart. Now, again, I'm going to go back and say what I just said a moment ago. Most of our problems come from people. Now, here, listen to this. The people may be, when we think of that, right now you're thinking of people, other people. You might be the people. Do you know we cause ourselves a lot of heartache by the decisions we make, the things we say, the behaviors we do? Sometimes we think back and say, oh, why did I say that? I wish I could just go, suck it back in. But you can't. The word, it's out there. So, listen, if you are causing yourself a problem, or if you've said something or done something that has caused the problem that you're in, you made a poor decision. You can't go back and undo it. And you are in deep, deep anguish because of it. Do you know what you should do? You do what Hezekiah did. Take it to the temple of the Lord. That temple might be here. It might be in your house. But there's a secret place. You can close your eyes and your heart, and you can enter into that secret place, and it's just you and God, and you can say, God, I did it. I don't know why I did it. If I could just do it over, friend, God hears you. God will bless that kind of transparency and honesty. God only works with honesty and with truth. And when you tell it to God like it is, and if you are to blame, God will put his arms around you. He'll kiss you. He'll love you. He'll be a father to you, and he will bring you through. You see, God is on your side. God is by your side, and he gives peace on the inside. He's your refuge. He's your strength. He's your help. He loves you, and we do get ourselves sometimes in a mess, and we don't know how to extract ourselves. We've just learned how to extract ourselves. Take it to the Lord, like Isaiah the prophet told Hezekiah to do. Take it to the Lord.
Pastor Morris will return in a moment with the conclusion of today's message, following this important invitation to join us in worship this Sunday at the Largo Community Church in Bowie, Maryland. At either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service, to experience a wonderful fellowship of believers and faith-building messages based on God's Word that is sure to encourage your faith and spiritual formation in Christ. The church is located at 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org. Now, let's join Pastor Jack Morris for the conclusion of today's message.
Now, it may be somebody else that's caused you the problem. And people do cause problems. They may not even know they caused you a problem. Inadvertently, it happened. Things happen. Oh, if we could just do it over again. But you can't do anything over again. Not even God Almighty changes history. History is done. It's past. But you take it to the Lord. You seek God, and you ask God's blessing, and God comes with his help. You see, you have a God. At least I think you have a God. Do you have a God? Of course you do. And he cares for you, and he loves you. Well, God is our refuge, simply meaning He's a shelter. He's a place where we can retreat. We can go into that holy, sacred place and be all alone with God. We can be on the train, the subway, and the car. Wherever we are, we can retreat into that place, and God is in there. And God will come in there and bless us and protect us and help us. Now here, let me get back to my story again. I'm running ahead of myself here. Here comes Sennacherib. Here comes your enemy. Here comes Hezekiah's enemy. He marches to Jerusalem. His armies circled the city. Hundreds of thousands of them. Hezekiah had a little police force on the inside. Sennacherib said, "At midnight, we'll strike. And your city will come down. We're bursting through the walls. It's over for Jerusalem." But Hezekiah had gone to the temple. Hezekiah had prayed ahead of time. But the people on the inside of Jerusalem were gripped with fear. And they were praying. These people had become part of the Passover. They had become part of temple worship. They had been faithful and obedient to God, but they were scared. They were frightened, scared out of their wits. You see, Sennacherib was marching across the Middle East, taking city down after city, much like Hitler did in the early 1940s when Hitler marched across Europe, just taking city, nation after nation. And this is what Sennacherib was doing. Nothing could stop Sennacherib. The people on the inside gripped with fear. Midnight, he's going to strike. 11:30, the people were praying, "God, stop this man." 11:45. 11:50, "God, where are you?" 5 minutes till midnight, something mysterious happened. A plague, a mysterious plague, came into the army of Sennacherib, and 180,000 soldiers died. 180,000. 5 minutes till midnight. You see, God is always on time. He's never too early. He's never too late. But he gets there. He's going to save you and protect you, forgive you and heal you and bless you and give you peace and whatever else you need. God is going to do it because he's your father and you're his children and he has the wherewithal to bless you. Why would he hold back when you are in need? So here, the people get up on the next morning. They look down over the walls and they see dead soldiers everywhere. And the other part of the army fled. Sennacherib retreated to his own city, went into his own pagan temple and began to pray to a God that is no God. And while he was on his knees praying, his two sons slipped in the back door and walked up and killed their father. Friend, listen, God is to be feared. You don't play with God. And when you pray, God will move heaven and earth to bless you and to do something good for you. Amen. An untroubled heart, give thanks. Paul the Apostle says, "When I am weak, then am I strong." In other words, when I have a situation on my hand that I can't do anything about, that's the weakness. Hezekiah had a situation on his hand that he couldn't do anything about. There were thousands, hundreds of thousands against his little police force. It was impossible. He couldn't do anything about it. Why even try? There are situations that will back you in a corner. You won't know what to do. You will be at your wit's end. You will find yourself in a situation that is just impossible. You'll say, "How did I get here? What do I do now that I'm here?" I don't want to ask you to raise your hand, but is anybody in a place like that right now? You don't know how you got there? and you don't know how to get out of there. But God is with you. God is on the throne. God is your God. There is an almighty one that cares for you with an everlasting love. His name is Jesus. His Father is Jehovah, the Almighty. The Lord is my help. Now, God is our refuge, plus God is our strength, plus God is our help. That equals, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Regardless of how loud things are, regardless of how much noise the devil is making, regardless of how much fear you're experiencing, let worse come to worse. Let the Alps and the Andes shake and tremble. You and I are on a firmer foundation. We're on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Take your problem to the Lord today. Spread it out like Hezekiah did. And say, all the forces and demons of hell, it seems, have marshaled themselves against me. Go ahead. You've got to talk to God. And you have to be transparent with the Lord. And you might say, God, is it me? Have I done this? He'll show you. He wants to get you out of that mess that you cannot extract yourself from. Is it somebody else? Is it an abstract situation out there that nobody is involved, but I'm troubled, I'm troubled, I'm troubled. Let the peace of God that transcends all understanding fill your heart and mind. When I was in Ethiopia with Dr. Charles Blair, only there one time, went in his little cabin. We all had our little cabins. And he was going through a difficult time now. He's an old, old man. He was going through a very difficult time. And he started telling me about it, much like I started telling him 40 years ago about my problem. And he stood there and he said, Jack, and he opened his heart and he told me about it. And it was a situation, I didn't have any words of wisdom at all, nothing at all. But this is what I did. I reached over and I just took him by the hand. Just took him by the hand, just like that. And I started praying. And my prayer was, let the peace of God that transcends all understanding fill your heart and your mind, Pastor Blair. And God brought him through. Amen. God brought him through. And just a few days before he died, that dear man of God had him on the phone. Somebody had to hold his hand over his ear. And he said to me, he said, Jack, he says, you're number one. You're number one. Friend, God will do great things. He cares so greatly. And he sees your problem. And he gives peace that transcends all understanding. It'll be a peace, meaning that it'll be so wonderful, so great, so elevated and so high. You won't even be able to understand it. It'll be so wonderful. That's what God does when you're honest with the Lord. You're ready to pray? All right, let's bow our heads.
Remembering who we are in Jesus Christ and always placing our faith in Him is the key to overcoming trouble in this world. If you don't know Jesus and have not accepted Him into your life, I encourage you to pray and just ask Him to come into your heart. He's waiting for you right now. And He knows who you are. If you're interested in learning more about a relationship with Jesus, you can email the Largo Community Church Pastoral Team at contactus@thehealingwordministries.com. We invite you to join us in worship this Sunday at either the 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock service to experience a wonderful fellowship of believers and faith-building messages based on God's Word that is sure to encourage your faith and spiritual formation in Christ. The church is located at 1701 Enterprise Road in Bowie, Maryland. For more information, visit our website at largocc.org. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at this same time for another edition of The Healing Word. Until tomorrow, blessings on you.